The BMW Young Collectors was started in 2020 as a network for emerging collectors to learn more through the likes of Mandisa Beko, an incredible art professional. I had the pleasure of joining Mandla and one of the collectors who was featured on the program, Veronique Savine, at her incredible house in Cape Town as we chatted about what collecting means. Veronique, it's so lovely that you've invited us into your home as part of BMW Young Collectors. It's always amazing to see how people's art collections live in their homes. And your collection is one that I think I've been fascinated by because you've had quite an interesting start to your art collection journey.
Yeah, it was an interesting start because it happened organically when my best friend married an art curator, a contemporary art curator called Kim Stern. And we started traveling to art fairs around the world together. And at the time, I was getting divorced. So it was almost like I was losing one world and a whole other world was opening up at the same time. And so we went to a few art fairs, like Art Basel, which was, incredible. And then New York Frieze, and then New York, London. And then we went to the cherry on the top, which was the Venice Biennale. Which is, I felt like it was a brain rinse and my mind had been blown open. And so I took steps to collaborate with Kim Stern in collecting a new contemporary collection. And I said to my husband at the time, with a divorce, you can keep your art and I'll start again. And so this is how it started. It was like a post-divorce new identity, which is reflected here.
I like how you say that it was almost a new beginning for you because your art collecting journey has been one that I find very inspiring because I'm also quite a recent collector. I've only started my collecting journey recently. And as you mentioned, going to Venice, going to Basel, yeah. it opens your eye and trains your eye also to understand.
Definitely trains your eye. It washes your brain with new images. It's a brain rinse.
It is a brain rinse. I love that word. Yeah. In terms of pieces, which pieces would you say sort of anchored your collecting journey? Because you do find one or two pieces that take you on different journeys and different trajectories when it comes to the collecting journey.
There are a few pieces that really anchored it. And funny enough, the one we're sitting here, this Gideon Appa, I felt this is quite a recent purchase, but it was almost like I was brave enough and bold enough in my collecting journey to take that decision. And I did it very quickly. And I bought it off a PDF and I was under pressure. I had 10 minutes to choose it. My curator put it in front of me. I was in a queue and I just said, I didn't look at the size. I didn't read. I mean, I kind of saw 3 meters by 3 meters, but I didn't register it. And then when it arrived, I thought, oh my word, where am I going to put this now? And I couldn't believe that this is actually where it ended up. It was perfect. I mean, and then people said, you painted the walls the same color? I said, no, the walls were existing.
Oh, really?
Painting was made for the space. And so this is an anchor in my life. It kind of symbolizes that I was getting very confident and I could make a quick snap decision and say yes, and it works. Mm.
And that's the thing also with art collecting. Sometimes the whole idea, you snooze, you lose. And I know that's a very basic term, but it is.
No,
so
you
true.
Do. You've got to make, if a curator puts some works in front of you, you're in a line, you're in a queue and you've got 10 minutes and you've got to be very confident in your. And so what I do is I trust my feelings. I trust my gut. I've got to have a strong response to that piece of art or it's a no. Mm. If I don't fall in love and want to kiss that piece of art immediately, if there's no chemistry, it's a no.
Falling in love. It's a very good way of putting it. I think for me also, when I think about my collecting journey, I can tell you about the regrets that I've had.
I've had a few regrets. We all have those. We all kiss a few frogs.
Yes, 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 yes. And then we find our princes and they surprise us because some of them become kings.
Yes.
Which are the young artists that you invested in as princes who have become kings that you are most excited about?
Let me think about that. I would say Kutsunai Chirai is one of my all-time favorite artists. I think he is just brilliant. Cassie Nomoda. Mm. I really like to promote women and to find women. Mm. Cassie Nomoda, Kutsunai Chirai, Gideon Appa is such a find. Zanelli Moholi. I mean, I bought her long, long, long ago. Now she's a superstar.
Absolutely.
And what
Archie as well.
Archie Potter River.
I love your Archie piece inside.
Archie Potter River's done exceptionally well. And also Ihsan Adams. I mean, I bought him 10 years ago at the Joburg Art Fair.
No, you cannot get Ihsan.
You cannot get him. He's such a lovely guy. I've begged him. But yeah, he's in another league now. So I'm very lucky to have that beautiful tapestry at the front door, which I think is so gorgeous. Mm. Still, after all these years, I'm still in love. Mm. And those are the pieces that I'm still in love with. There's some that I'm not so in love with, but there's some, there are about 10 that have really stood the test of time that I still want to be married to. Mm.
I just wanted to thank you again for making your collection and your journey, for sharing that with us, because I think it is one of those things. We need to inspire a new cohort of collectors in this country, because supporting the arts is something that helps our country to grow even
Absolutely.
More.
It's a wonderful thing to do. It's an incredible thing that somebody, like an artist, can become successful doing what they love. I mean, it's just the most exciting thing for me that this art can be celebrated and lauded and go international and get international recognition. We've got such a wealth of talent here in Southern Africa. Mm. And I'm very excited that I was part of it. You know, in the last 10 years, a lot of the artists I backed have done very well.
So thank you very much. I think it's amazing the work that you've done and also the passion that you've shown in your journey.
Oh, it's been such a wonderful experience. I can't tell you. It's just fed my soul.
And I see that and I feel that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.